There's your daughter.
Oh my god.
My name's Jimmy. Nice to meet you.
Oh, I feel sorry if you have daughters, fellas. I'm sure her parents are so proud. Here's the thing. If you have a daughter who grown, who live with you, yeah, it gotta be some strict rules. Some strict rules. You can't be going out, drinking, and doing X, Y, and Z while you live in my house and getting brought up by some random guy. He gotta carry you because you're so blacked out drunk. No, you wouldn't be going out no more while you're living in my house. You gotta get your own place if you wanna go out. Working home, or you could have maybe some friends come over and watch a movie or something. But if you wanted to go do grown shit and drink until you black out, do that when you got your own place.
Bitches put on a little bit of makeup and then spend the rest of the day obsessed with themselves. It's me on Bitches.
But my thing is, you look like a man pretending to be a woman now. You looked 1,000% better without that stupid ass makeup. You look like a fucking clown. Like a literal clown. And then the fact, like, you're trying to match the eyeshadow with the shirt. It's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. Then the hoop earrings and the curly hair. It's just too much. But this joke right here will have the nerve to get arrogant and try to, you know, tell you about yourself if you try to holler at her at the bar or club.
My 34th birthday. I have cleared out almost everything in this apartment. So I'm moving back in with my parents at 34 years old. My truck broke down, needs a new engine. So I'm borrowing their car at 34 years old.
Look, first off, don't worry about it, dude. We all hit rock bottom. See, this is why men shouldn't base their identity off of, you know, a particular job or, oh, my family, because you can lose everything. And then when you lose everything, you're ready to delete yourself. No, man. Your manhood is based on your ability to be able to build everything again. Like, fuck it, take everything I have. I'll just build it again. That's why confidence is so important for men. And as harsh as it may sound, hey, if she take the kids and make it where they don't see you no more, guess what? You can find another bitch and have some more kids. Men could always build it back up. Don't ever forget that, bro. Your heart, your integrity, your drive, you know, your intellect, that's what should make you. Because they can't take that from you, no matter what. Even if your kids stop talking to you. If your wife divorced you, even if your mom don't want to talk to you no more, they can't take that from you. Unless you let them. But don't beat yourself up, man. It happens to pretty much all of us at some point. We hit rock bottom. Just build it up, man. Hold your head. I don't care if you was 55 and you got to move back in with your parents. Shit happened. Don't let society shame you into thinking, oh, I can never take an L because I'm a man. You're human, man. Shit happens.
Single, because I'm going through a divorce. Meanwhile, she has a brand new car, brand new house, brand new boyfriend. She's living the life, and I'm stuck back in high school eating my birthday cake alone.
See, when women do something great, the motivation is still men. She did that so she can post a TikTok of all the men looking, you know, shocked that she could do that. Why didn't you just do it because you wanted to do it? Because you had just a separate drive in your heart to just do it. No, it's all for attention. Everything women do is for attention. Men do shit just for the sake of being great, just to be able to say we did it. But I'll give her props. That's impressive. I couldn't do it, so I'll give her props.
So about 3 months ago, I, 28/F, met a guy, 30/M, randomly, and we exchanged numbers after discussing a hobby we both like. After a few dates, he invited me over to his apartment for dinner, so I went over there. His apartment is way too small for the amount of things he has, seven.
So already I could tell she don't really like him like that. She's a 28-year-old female, so in these times, she probably already rode the cock carousel, but she realized this ain't going nowhere. So it's time to settle down for a sucker. Trust me, she done been fucked in shittier apartments than his, on nasty pee-stained beds on the floor, long as it's Chad. You know what I mean? When women start nitpicking a guy in those early stages, it's because she don't really like him. She's trying to justify why she shouldn't talk to him anymore, because she doesn't have true desire for him.
I love plants so much and so does he, but his plants take up half of his living room. There's legit dirt from the plants everywhere. This isn't the worst part, because I have plants and know how it can be, but then his kitchen. I know for a fact he hasn't cleaned his oven in say months, because I've gone back a few times and it's still in the same condition. Dishes are never washed, and I notice the same crumbs and stains everywhere every time I've gone back, so it seems like he doesn't clean. The other day, I went over for dinner again, and tell me why, while we were making dinner together, I found his phone inside of a pan filled with pasta and sauce. The pasta was dry and so was the sauce, but I thought it was the oddest thing ever, because he was reading the ingredients from his phone, so he would pick it up and then put it back like it was normal.
What?
Then another time I went over again, and I noticed while we were making dinner, we needed to make sauce, so he decided to work on that part, and I noticed he picked up a steel pan that had dried up sauce in it and then proceeded to make our sauce for that night inside there without washing the pan. Now I don't know, but I have my own apartment and sometimes fall back on dishes, but still, I make sure I clean my oven, and if I had dirty dishes that I needed to use, I would clean it before starting a new meal.
Okay, I agree. It sounds like this guy isn't very clean. I've been there. You're working, you know, look, guys get around to cleaning when we get around to it. But hey, maybe he is a disgusting pig. But like I said before, she's never cared about this with the 6'3" guy, you know, who looked like Brad Pitt in his prime. She ain't nitpicking, you know, if his oven was dirty. She probably never got a chance to see the oven because he just fucked her and kicked her out.
He's super nice. We get along, but I can't get past how messy he is. I'm trying my best to not judge him based off of his place, because like I said, he's great otherwise and we click, which is why I continue to go hack. I get so grossed out, but I still eat the food we make out of respect. Sad face. I noticed his breath smells like cavities. I hope you guys know what I mean by that, and he asked to kiss me and I said I wasn't ready. I have a very high sensitive sense of smell, so if I kissed him and smelled it, I probably would have gagged in his face. I think he got the gist, because his breath has been smelling better and we kissed. Am I overreacting by feeling like this shit is gross and might be a deal breaker? We're adults, we both make good money and looking for something long term.
I would say, yeah, you're overreacting. You see how you didn't want to kiss him and he corrected the problem? Communication is key. Bitches always say that, right? Well, communicate with him that you think how we live is gross and you think, you know, maybe you should keep the house clean more often. You got to learn to work with people. But women don't got to work with people when they're young and cute. When they 28, 29, 30, 35, they got to start making Reddit posts about what they should and shouldn't do. But yeah, obviously you're at a stage in your life where you got to settle. So proceed to settle and make the best out of it by talking to him and seeing if he could change some of these things for the better.